Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai, Prashant Kiralayam, giving you a live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Veda Jignasa. And along with me is Praveena sir and Brother Bhargav again to share whatever little we know about Vedic learning with all of you. And with a humble prayer collectively on from all of us to Swami that every thought, every word and every deed is an inspiration of Him and He speaks through us. With this humble prayer, Sai Ram sir and Sai Ram Bhargav.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram Ganesh.
So we shall start the class with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram, sir.
Chant together.
Yes, sir. Om Gananantva Ganapati Gum Hava Mahe Kavinka Vinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Bhisseda Sadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Sir, so today, what do you have in store for all of us, sir?
Sai Ram to all of you. We have been looking into the various aspects of the Vedic chanting, how it has to be chanted, and other important things that we must make note of while chanting. Maybe just a quick revision on all these things may help us to remember and also remind ourselves of all these important norms that we have to follow. Okay, I especially emphasize the unnecessary elongation of the swaras at various places, which we tend to commonly do it. Okay, that can be avoided for a perfect chanting. We are given the example also one of the most common mantra that we chant here, that Durga Suktam, as we chant the very first sentence itself, Tam Agni Varnam, unnecessary elongation of Tam Agni Varnam. So that's not required. So even the Medha Suktam also, such the swaras come quite often. So we have to be a little more cautious on such places. Similarly, we also have the places, the Rudram also, which we chant quite often. Very powerful mantra and maybe can be chanted. And we must chant, especially in these conditions, which can purify the atmosphere and give us more strength to withstand all the evils that we are facing around us. And I think Swami also, as I told earlier, Rudram Chapte Bhadranga Untaru. So that can possibly protect us from all the negative vibrations that may be created around us. So we have some of the places where we tend to make maybe simple mistakes can be corrected and can be chanted in a correct way. I'm sure you must be knowing the Rudram. Can you chant Ganesh? Tayanastanuva Shantamaya Girishanta Bichakashi. The very first Anuvaka it comes.
Sure.
Maybe we'll chant together.
Yes.
Bhargava is also, Brother Bhargava is also here. We'll chant together.
Om Tayanastanuva Shantamaya Girishanta Bichakashi.
Yes. What I can make out from your chanting, Bhargo, can you chant Girishanta Bhichakashihi?
Girishanta Bhichakashihi.
Yeah. Okay, this is a common mistake that we tend to make. Because here, when you see the script, Girishanta Bhichakashihi, it's not ending with the visarga, but specifically it is ha. Ha becoming he. So, how do you chant this one? If instead of ha or he, if visarga comes, how do you chant it? Girishanta bichakashihi. That's what we usually chant, thinking that or giving a sound that visarga is there. But actually there is no visarga, but he comes. So how it can be chanted? Girishanta bichakashihi. So there's a subtle change, possibly we can make note. Now such things are coming in many places, not only in Rudram, in other mantras also. So we can be a little careful wherever the visarga comes, okay, how it can be chanted. If there's a visarga, it could be like this. Girishanta bichakashi. But here, he comes, so Girishanta bichakashi. So he, then little elongation.
But the elongation should not be again too much.
Not too much. Because this he, which is Rasvasara only, a little elongation. Okay? And we tend to elongate little bit because end of the sentence of that particular mantra. Okay? So similarly, we have the Parino Rudrasya Hetarvrnaktu. We'll chant together once.
Yes, sir.
Parino rudrasya hetarvrnaktu paritveshasya durmatira ghayoho.
Now here, ghayoho. So it's not ho, it's not ha ho which comes there. Here visarga. This is obviously here, durmatira ghayoho. Okay, so these subtle things, if we can take care, this is one or two examples I am giving, but such things are appearing in so many places, in not only Rudram, other mantras also. Okay, and earlier...
Naran Upanishad.
Yes.
Comes, Nama iti paschat.
No, that is different. Paschat, that is the halant. Tha, it's not full, it is tu only, where the to the tu, there is no... oval that's joining. So it remains tu only. We write also as tu. So usually any such halant letter ends. Okay, ending of any line with that halant, you're not supposed to abruptly end as tu. Paschat. Paschat.
So that
elongation with, yes.
The duration of that would be little lesser than the one single mantra or
a little lesser than that.
Ityagre vyaharet.
Yes.
Nama iti paschat.
Yes. No. Again, it doesn't mean that you
all tasks come.
Correct. But it doesn't mean that you should not elongate previous one. Paschat. No. Paschat. It is that way. Pascha only dvimatra duration for the previous one. Pascha. Okay. You need not elongate. Pascha. Paschat. So you saw paschat, paschat, paschat. Tom tatsa viturvare enyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyo yonah prachodayat. So you don't have path, prachodayat, prachodayat.
And one more common mistake, because you pointed out there is people say prachodayatu.
It's a tu also is wrong. Okay, it's not that ukara coming to the letter here, but it is tu, the halanta, it's ending with the halanta. So it's tu, which has to be pronounced as tu, little elongation, that's all.
Yes.
Okay. So those are the places where we have to be little careful. And earlier we have also seen how the any anuswara followed by ya, it becomes ya. Okay. Can you chant? We'll chant together. Yad bhutam yaccha bhavyam. That comes as a part of Rudram.
Yad bhutam yaccha bhavyam.
So yad bhutam. Anuswara followed by ya, yad bhutam. If you're going to chant it separately, yes, yad bhutam, yaccha bhavyam. But the moment you join them, chant continuously, yad bhutam, yaccha bhavyam. So, anuswara followed by ya, ya, gatum yajnaya, gatum yajnaya, gatin yajnaya. Okay, so these...
lot of them come in Purushottam.
Purushottam, many places. And you can see some of the often comes in other mantras also. But it's a normal rule that after Anuswara, the followed by Ya, the Nya sound arises there.
Because when we are telling about the Vyanjanas, this is what you are...
Yes, exactly, this one. Okay, so then we have the other places. Earlier we had seen how in Yajurveda style of chanting, any Anuswara followed by Ha, Sa, Sha, Ra, and even the ovals, okay, they tend to become slightly changed, okay, as G, G. Okay, very common example that we see, Padbhyam Shudro Ajayata, because Shashu, Padbhyagum Shudro Ajayata, which comes a part of the Purusha Suktam. Similarly, if you take Rudram, E Chemagum Rudra, you see Ru comes here. There's no Ha, there's no Sa, there's no Sha. Okay, E Chemagum Rudra.
Yes.
Actually, it is E Chemam Rudra. E Chemagum Rudra Abhito. Again, slight pause we give. Rudra Dhirgaswara followed by A. Oval. No, usually, we tend to pause slightly to indicate that there's no sandhi that's involved between those two letters. Okay, so E Chemagum Rudra Abhito Diksha Shreta Sahasra. Okay, anyway, then similarly we also have Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Very commonly we chant Ganapatim Havamahe. Okay, that in the Rigveda we chant that style. But however, when we chant, when it comes a part of the Yajurveda, Ganapati Gum Havamahe, Ha follows the Anuswara. Okay,
so
similarly, yes.
Ganesha Suktam becomes a Rigvedic mantra.
Rigvedic mantra, yeah. Rigveda mantra.
Because in that we chant Ganapatim Havamahe.
Yes. Okay, or even the Rudram, one more sentence if you take, Bhaga Eva, not Rudram, Bhagya Suktam, which is also called a Pratha Suktam, there is a sentence, Bhaga Eva Bhagavagum Astu Devastin. So neither Sha comes, nor Sa comes, nor Ha comes, again Ra comes, but here, oh well, A comes. Bhaga Eva Bhagavam Astu Devastinu. So Bhaga Eva Bhagavagum Astu Devastinu. Okay, Rudram also.
This rule doesn't apply for all vowels. Every Anuswara followed by a vowel, this rule might not. Is it universal?
Universal only in Yajurvedic style of chanting, Yajurvedic mantras. Okay? So, Teshagum Sahasra Yojane. Tesham Sahasra Yojane become Teshagum Sahasra Yojane. Okay? Similarly, the Gayatri, Narasimha Gayatri, shall we chant together?
Yes, sir.
Om Vajranakhaya Vidmahe Tikshnadagrashtraya Dhimahi Tanno Narasimha Prachodayat.
If you note carefully, not merely that Narasimha, but previously as a Dagastraya. It's Damstra. Damstra, the teeth. But here, because part of this Yajurveda mantra, you can see Dham plus Sha, Sa, Sa, any modification of Sa. So Dham Stray, Daggastraya. Similarly, Narasim Haprajodayat. So Narasigum Haprajodayat. Okay, Narasimha. So Narasimha becomes Narasigumha.
Narasigumha.
Because Ha is there.
Ha is.
Okay, so these are the common things that we can see, modifications that are taking place in the chanting, especially in the Yajurveda. Okay, Yajurvedic mantras.
Something like Bhagya Suktam only.
Yes.
This is again one more very common doubt that many of our students also have.
Yes.
Anham Ahnam. Anham.
Yes.
Actually, when you see the script, and what we chant is a little different.
Sir, that was the rule that sir
Last time we had one of the sessions, I think previous session we had actually discussed a little about it. Okay, Hakarandat Nanamaparat Nasikyam. Okay, so here, that Anuswara, this Hakarandat Ha, followed by Nanamaparat, Na or Na, okay, we chant the Nasikya first.
First
Na or Ma. So Brahma, for example, Brahma. When you write Brahma, you write. Okay. So, but when you chant,
pronunciation.
Okay, when you pronounce it, as you chant the mantra, you don't say Brahmanam or Brahma. You say Brahma, not Brahma. Mm. So here, the Nanama Parat, so that Na, Na, Ma, those letters have to be chanted first, then comes the Ha.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the thing that Hakarantat Nanama Parat Nasikyam, that is the rule which governs that. Okay, I'm sure you also have, we have dealt with the other things. I'm sure Bhaskar and our Bhargav and Ganesh, both of you, one of the classes earlier here, the important rules or important norm that we are supposed to maintain while chanting these mantras. Okay, I mean, Shad doshas and shad gunas, the six important aspects, okay, that are considered to be the errors or the not good chanting, the property, the features of not good chanting. Similarly, the good features of six good features of a very good chanting.
Okay, if you can highlight on that,
very
it would
be. Chanting we have not covered because only I think
the mistakes.
Those we had covered.
Okay. But okay.
I think you're telling about Shiksha Valley, what comes? Those six.
Not that. The good chanting, will have or which are characterized by these six important the features. Now, this is mentioned in the Paniniya Shakha, okay, where he says, Madhurya Makshara Vyaktihi Padachedastu Suswaraha. Dhairyam laya samarthancha shadete pathaka gunaha. So six gunas, six good properties, okay, or six properties, features of good chanting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here that includes sweetness, clarity of letters, and splitting the words not correct, not splitting the words
incorrectly.
Okay, then the correct swara applications, means chanting swaras clearly and properly. Then competent laya, the courage and the strength, courage and strength together. So that's dhairyam.
Confidence with which
you chant. Yes, confidence and the power with which chant. Strength here, the power, because as we know, mantra means ma and tra. Ma arthat manas, tra arthat tranam, manasa tatha tranena yuktam mantram, manasa mana manastrana samayuktam mantram ityabhidhiyate, it is said. So whenever we chant mantra, so both manas refers to the full concentration, trana refers to the strength with which we chant. So manastrana samayuktam mantram ityabhidhiyate, so mantras have to be chanted with full strength and also application of the mind, concentration. Then that real efficacy of chanting will arise. So this is one of the properties, important features of a good chanting. So sweetness, clarity of words, clarity of letters, and similarly, the splitting at the correct places. Okay, then correct swara application, competent laya, courage and strength. Okay, so these are the six important features of good chanting. Okay, again, too much of emphasis or less emphasis is also not good. Okay, to the extent, the optimum sound should arise. Okay, I'm sure you must be knowing this also, the way in which the mother, the tiger, the way in which it can you tell me, Bhargav, what is that?
Mantra, I don't
know. No, not mantra, that shloka, that meaning of the shloka, to what extent you have to give emphasis on chanting. Vyagri.
Yeah, it is said, actually it is there in our Shruti book also, that in the beginning that...
Yes.
How mother tiger catches the cub by the neck,
yes,
the teeth.
Yes.
It will not create pain to the cub, and at the same time it doesn't slip.
It ensures that it doesn't fall down.
So it should be how Krishna says moderation. So it's,
yes,
it should be moderate strength. It should not be too tight or it should not be too loose also.
Correct.
The same way our voice should come out like that. It should not be too soft and
yes,
too hard.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the optimum. Okay. So, Vyagri Yatha Haret Putran Damstrabhyam Chana Pidyate Bhita Patata Deta Bhyam Yadvat Varnan Prayojayet. So, application of these Varnas, okay, should be to that extent, optimum level. Okay, there's sometimes we tend to emphasize too much and it actually is something like aberration.
Hmm.
And too low also doesn't create that effect. So a moderate way of chanting with the optimum sounds, okay, that may be the ideal which is able to generate, okay, the maximum effect of Vedic chanting.
Yes.
Okay, because we must remember the Sanskrit words are said to be very, very powerful and very sacred words. Because as all of us know, Deva Bhasha, Devanagari Lipi, and it is the Girvana Bharati, such a powerful one and sacred one, we should be able to produce them in the same way.
Mm.
All of us know, even all the other languages that are being spoken all over, okay, and it is Sanskrit which is said to be the mother language, isn't it? Even if you take some of the common words that we utter in our day-to-day life, this including some of the English words, say mother, father or brother, etc. Mother, mata, father, pita, brother, bhrata, or even other words. Mosquito comes from mashaka, sugar comes from sharkara, camphor comes from karpura, cash comes from karsha. You see, the Sanskrit, the words is the basis for many of the other words that we chant, that we utter as part of other important languages, especially in all the Indian languages. Okay, you see, Sanskrit bhasha, matra bhasha. It is the matra bhasha. It is the mother language. So that is the greatness, that is the power of the language that with which all the mantras are written. Okay,
yes.
So that's how I think we have to take extra care to ensure that we are able to generate that particular exact sound and also pronunciation and also the speed or the pace with which we chant to create optimum or the maximum effect the Vedic chanting.
Yes.
Anything else that you, I think that we can discuss at this juncture? What do you think?
I think sir would have...
We also have, I think you have dealt with the Shad Doshas, isn't
yes.
it? Grastam, Nirastam, Avilambitam, Nirhatam, Ambukritam, Dmata, Matho, Vikampitam, Sandastameni, Gritamardhakam, Dhritam, Vikirna Metaha, Swaradosha, Bhavanaha.
We have not covered this.
Ah, yeah. Now the same thing. You have
Shigri,
the same thing is told in a different way, but it means the same only. So as we have the six important good qualities of good chanting, similarly the errors, okay, the common errors that can prevail during chanting, okay, because of which chanting may not be that effective. The singing of hymns or the mantras, too fast chanting, shaking of the head, reading from the book, chanting without knowing the meaning, maybe with the overall meaning at least, and also a weak voice. So these are the characteristic of a chanting which may not be able to produce a good effect.
Sir, one question, because generally if you go to any temple town or any place like this,
yes,
now these days they'll all put one Gayatri mantra in a very sing song nice singing fashion,
and yes,
it becomes like people use it extensively.
Yes, so yes,
according to what we...
No, actually speak,
not
correct, because
what do you feel about
Vedas, Vedic mantras have the intonations. Okay, and these intonations themselves are the power of the Vedic mantras, because they are able to generate appropriate sounds which are in turn able to produce positive vibrations. But the moment we say, we sing it, okay, and that becomes the mantra bereft of the these intonations, then it cannot be actually a mantra, but maybe something like a song or something. So actual effect may not be there, and that may not be a correct way of even presenting that mantra itself. Okay, maybe the power of mantra is so much that by listening to the mantra, maybe in that tune, in a tuned way, people are able to enjoy. Okay, yes. That by the power of mantra. However, when you chant actually in a Vedic style, because the mantra, it has got intonation, it has to be chanted with intonations only.
Yes,
I am sure whatever we discuss little bit here may help us to chant better, to chant or to correct ourselves wherever we are making little mistakes. It's not that we are chanting perfectly. Okay, there are so many things we are yet to learn. because Vedas ananto vedaha. So Vedas are infinite. The knowledge contained in the Vedas is also infinite. So we know only part of it. And we are discussing on that. So at least Swami has always encouraged us to start with the Vedic learning and try to know more and more. There's no end to it. But starting and trying to know, definitely we are very, very sanctified. Okay, because these are the blessings, very fortunate. These are given by Swami, advice given by Swami. And we are fortunate to venture into these important things. I'm sure Swami will help us to know more and more and make all of us to learn and chant Vedic mantras and practice these things regularly.
So with this beautiful thought and with a prayer that everyone across the world stays safe, yes, and with a prayer that Samastha Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, we shall all request the listeners to please keep chanting whatever little mantra that you know,
yes,
so that the power, the vibration and the sanctity of that mantra would make a shield around you and protect you and your people around you.
Yes.
So with that prayer, and we shall end the class with the Kshama Prarthana mantra.
Mantra together.
Om Yadakshara Parabhrashtam Matra Hirantu Yadbhavet Tatsarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Nyonani Chati Riktani Kshamasvasayishvara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Daso Yamiti Mamatva Kshamasvasayishvara Anyadasharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Rakshanakshasai Ishvara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Sai Ishvara Arpanamastu.
Listeners, please do write in your feedback and share your ideas and thoughts to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp it to 9393-258-258. Sai Ram and happy listening.